Hey, hello. You're stuck in Traffic with Wolf Gorla, a couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at auditing of ephemeral cloud services. There's this concept in security called TACTUI, time of check, time of use. Generally, TACTUI flaws work something like this. At a system level, the access is checked and you're granted access. And then later you do stuff, but between the time it's checked and the time you go to use it, something changed. The access is revoked. You're no longer supposed to have access, those types of things. And TACTUI flaws means taking advantage of that time window, right, within the system. If you elevate TACTUI to an audit level, it becomes something a little bit more interesting. If you audit, or if you elevate it to look at an entire system, we come to the following tip. Things are only secure when you check them, right? And you have no assurances what happens after. Now, generally in an audit, this means hey, I check once a year, you have access, okay, fine. 2 months later, you don't. That's a problem. Don't mean to minimize that, but that's been an ongoing problem. That's a problem we've been dealing with for 20 years. With cloud services, we got an even more interesting problem. Because with cloud services, these ephemeral services are spun up for a week, a month, whatever. Not only do you have the time of check, time of use, but they don't even hit that time of check. If that makes sense. If the checkpoint is once a year, and now we're into April, and we've just spun it up, and now by June it's gone, by the time we get to the time of check, that time of use window doesn't even overlap at all. So there's no audit in there whatsoever. Very, very interesting challenge. Now, I don't know that we've got a good solution for this challenge right now. Some of the things I've seen people do is try and wrap change management controls. So, hey, was it approved? Did it go on right? Once it was in, did we check it? Was this cloud service provisioned with all the security controls we thought it was going to have? Was it provisioned free or with reduced vulnerabilities? Those types of things. You know, you build in some good change control process. But let's face it, the whole point of cloud services is speed, and the whole point of speed is because IT is slow, and the whole reason IT is slow is because we got change management. So it's not even a good solution. And it's not a solution I see used very often. The other thing is, frankly, a lot of people just don't tell the auditors. Oh yeah, here's our systems, and here's our data flow diagram. What about that box over here? Oh, don't worry about that. That's a glitch. Hey, John, remove that. what do you do? So a lot of people don't even tell the auditors, which is a whole other problem. In between not telling them and fully documenting it, there's some gray areas. But generally, organizations today are really struggling with this concept of spinning something up very fast, auditing it, making sure it's compliant, making sure it's secure, and then getting rid of it really, really quickly, and doing so in such a way that leaves an audit trail. There's some tools out there that will do this, but I'm not really a tools guy. If it can't do it in Excel, does it really exist? If a tree falls in the forest, if a control can't be done with Excel, no. So yes, there are tools out there. If you're looking for this, hit me up in comments, I'll give you some suggestions. But bottom line is, this is a challenge and something that we're going to be facing here for the foreseeable future, as now our rate of change has drastically outpaced our rate of audit. What do you think? What are the ramifications? What are we going to see? Do you have a good way of solving this? Hit me up in comments or in social media. Thank you.